I'm Todd Morris from Mission Network News. Christians face all kinds of challenges when they attempt to spread the gospel, especially to other countries. And that's something Christian Resources International faces as it works to bring God's word to nations they have little access to. CRI's Jason Wolford.
We were able to send about $3 million worth of free Bibles and Christian books to Nigeria, but due to their president being a Muslim, it is really strangled shipments that are going into the ports there in Lagos and other areas.
Wolford says the first step in bringing about change begins with believers, and that it's important for Christians to be an influence for Christ in the realm of politics. For those who want to help, he says start by praying for our country, then the country's missionaries are trying to reach. And nations today are divided over personal agendas, but a united church can make all the difference. Last month, thousands of evangelicals gathered at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. for the Together 2016 conference through the Reset Movement. Speakers like Luli Giglio and musicians such as Hillsong United were part of the lineup. Their goal? To unite this generation as one church commissioned to spread God's word around the world. Chris McQuirk went with the Jesus Film Project and says it had a powerful conclusion.
With those over 30 laying hands on the under 30s, the next generation, the people who raised their hand and said, I want to reset, I want to commit my life to serving the Lord. And we laid our hands on those young people and prayed for them, that God would send them out.
Please pray for this generation's calling in God's great commission. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris. We'll